the UK report.
Yes, Adam's not with us today, but John is. John, this Hurricane Irma, what are you saying about it in Britain?
Well, some here, Alan, are saying that Britain's response has been a little bit slow, but the government is saying not the case at all. We were well on the case. We had a ship in the region already. We've now sent a military task force. We've been just as quick to respond as France and the Netherlands. 500 troops are there. We've just heard, in fact, in the last hour from Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, they're going to send 50 police officers out as well, because as well as all the devastation, some mischief makers are looting, so they're going to send some police over to try and restore some law and order there. But, you know, really, really terrible time they're all having over there. And British nationals involved and holiday makers too, of course.
Yes, indeed. My word, it's a mess, John. And the Manchester Arena has reopened since that attack which killed 22 people.
Absolutely. Mainly youngsters, of course. Some very, very young people going to that Ariana Grande gig back in May. Their names are all read out at the end of this star-studded concert. Some of those who were at that fateful gig came back. Very hard for them, quite emotional, bit of healing involved as well. Noel Gallagher from Oasis performed. He appeared to shed a tear. I think the main feeling was one of, you know, joy and resilience and defiance, if you like. Tight security, of course, but great to see that Manchester Arena reopening, and for some of those who are at that terrible gig to be able to come back and maybe do a little bit of healing.
Yes, indeed. And what, just a quick one on Blower. By the way, proceeds from that concert at Manchester are going to be put towards a permanent memorial to the victims. And Henry Blofeld's retired.
Very good point. Yeah, I have to say, that
Lord, my dear friend, my dear friend.
Yeah, that's right. 45 years as a cricket commentator. My father-in-law had a photo with him. Henry Blofeld, you know, quintessentially English. All that commentary he's done over many, many years. Renowned for doing things like telling you what the weather's like and what's going on around the ground when it's raining and there's no action on the field. He did a lap of honour of the whole of the Lord's ground. So, yes, England won the match and the series against the West Indies, but the match was remembered for the last time we hear the wistful tones of Henry Blofeld on the radio doing his commentary.
There you are. Well said, too, John. That's John Adderley in London. Henry Blofeld has retired.